Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
Weekend. I did. There was some tragic news in NASCAR, however. I don't want to go too deep into that. Sad news all the way around. Especially for the Ward family. I think that's the guy's name. Young kid, 20 years old. And I've seen the video a gazillion times, seen it over the weekend, and, you know, the first thought that I thought to myself was, you know, immediately, and I've seen this a gazillion times when I was a kid, and I still see it out there. These guys get out of their car, damn cars are zipping by, and I always think every time they crash, and every time they get out of their car after a crash, and I'm still like this, still. I'm like, don't get out of the car. You know, it's a damn caution. They're still zipping by. I mean, you never know what the hell's going to happen. Danica Patrick might crash into the wall and then bounce off a bunch of other cars, and they're going to bounce into you. I'm just picking on Danica Patrick. She's doing much better this year. She's doing much better. She's trying. I mean, but whatever. But it just makes me cringe every time these guys get out of their damn cars when they're still zipping by. And, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't. You know, at least here in my car, I got roll bars, you know, a semi-fire suit. They call it a fire suit, but, you know, you can set it on fire. But, I just feel bad because they all do it, and he didn't do anything, you know, out of the ordinary. However, every time they get out of their car or car, you know, that just makes me cringe. This is a lesson for everybody, man. You know, I mean, don't get out of your damn car when there's other cars zipping by. Now, I don't think that, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. There's no way to really tell the intent unless, I mean, you look at videotape from different angles and you can, you know, a front-on view, and you can see him turn the steering wheel towards him or whatever. I don't know. It's just a messed-up, tragic, freaking disaster all the way around. No matter which way you want to slice it, dice it, roll it up, and smoke it. But there is a lesson in that. And so this kid doesn't die in vain. I think, you know, there's some people that might want to take a, you know, back here. Take a look at what happened. Don't get out of your damn car. You can shake your little finger at him afterwards. You don't need to do it when they're still zipping around the frickin' track and running after him like that. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to put the blame on him. I'm putting the blame on just, there is, I don't know what if you call it a blame. It just is what it is, what it is, what it is. But I think there are lessons. You know, I try to learn a lesson when, you know, crap like this, you see this happen. And I'll never be in that position. I'm not a race car driver. But just because you're not a race car driver doesn't mean you can't learn a lesson. When there is danger afoot, what do? Well, you don't move forward. You don't move towards it. You move away from it. Well, that's what we're not getting in this country. We've got a culture now where, you know, danger is the new, you know, cool, I guess. I don't know. It's just tragic. It's just messed up, screwed up all the way around. I mean, Tony Stewart's got to feel, you know, I mean, I guess I can only relate to this if it were me. I can't relate for Tony Stewart. Nobody can know what Tony Stewart's going through, but Tony Stewart. But for me, I'd be a friggin' mess. That's what I would be if I was a driver. I'm sure he probably is, I guess. I would imagine, according to the reports that we're getting. I mean, I don't know. But, you know, as it is, one of those things that... You know, he was too young, man. He was 20. He had a whole career ahead of it, man. Professional race car driver at age 20. That's just sad. It's just freaking tragic. But every time I get, you know, you see one of these things that happen, you always try to learn a lesson from it. Maybe, I hope I never come into a predicament like that, but if I do, you know, I mean, it's something to think about, you know, and, you know, hopefully this, you know, at 20 years old, which is ridiculous. I mean, he's a baby. He's not even begun his life yet. 20? Jesus, come on. Come on. I thought at 20 I'd lived it all. No. 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 No, no, no. So that's when you begin. That's when life really starts to begin at 20. So, anyway, my condolences to the family. And hopefully there's something. I don't think NASCAR needs to make a rule now that you can't get out of your car, which they probably will. But I think a rule has already been, should have been set, you know, common sense. And I'm not saying that this kid didn't have common sense. That's not what I'm saying at all. But they all did it. And it you know, human nature. Monkey see, monkey do. And if it's all right for the top dogs to do it, I'll give it a shot too. Well, I'll do it. Well, that's the way it is in government. It's the way it is in life. It's just the way human beings are. This was, I don't think this was of any fault. Just one of those crazy ass things that, you know, just happened. I mean, it's been done a million times. Even as a kid, I always thought to myself, why isn't there more? I don't know. But anyway, we don't need to be going on for hours on this. My God, where the hell are we going tonight? We actually do have a lot to talk about. But anyway, my condolences to the family. I'm very sorry. And Tony Stewart, I'm sure he's got to feel like, you know, bad. So just bad, sad day. Sad, 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 sad. And speaking of sad, we still have people out there that are, they are damned and determined. They're going to take away your freedom. They are going to control the world. This Obama man, he doesn't really know how to lead other than through, like, handbooks. He's got the Saul Alinsky handbook. He's got the New World Order handbook, and he's getting all of his peeps on board. He's got a Secretary of State. He's got the Attorney General. I mean, how do you call this guy an Attorney General? Talks about being an activist judge. What was the hell was his quote? That was a long time ago. I can't even remember when it was. I mean, every day seems like an eternity. So, I mean, my God. But what the hell, how did he quote that? It's like, you're not really being a real attorney general if you're not an activist attorney general. I mean, he said he was proud to wear that label. Are you proud to be an activist? You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's me, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, Attorney General is supposed to be, well, I mean, he's the top cop, man. I mean, he's the main dude. You know, I mean, when it comes to law enforcement, who gets tried, who doesn't? He's it. I mean, you can't get any higher than him. So if he's going to go out there and just say, oh, yes, sir, Mr. President, sir, yes, sir, you're following the Constitution, sir, yes, sir, absolutely, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. I mean, again, I know it's a stupid analogy, but my God, it's really not that far off the mark. But if a bank robber is allowed to go from town to town to town to town to bank to bank to bank to bank and just start robbing it and taking whatever he wants, if he's allowed to do it, well, he's going to keep doing it. Well, that's what government is doing. They're just going, you know, from town to town, bank to bank, and robbing it. Literally. And we keep voting for more of it. Well, I mean, it's going to get to a point. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who won't even be able to afford to go to the voting booth. Maybe that's what they want. They'll bus them in. They'll just fill out their voter card there. And they'll make them sign it. And they won't even have to, you know, won't even have to get out of the bus. They'll just show up. Drop off the voting cards, that's it. Maybe they might even do that. Just send it in the mail. They wouldn't even have to do that. That's right. I forgot about that. You know, it used to be that you had to have a really good, you know, reason why you needed an absentee ballot. I don't like those absentee ballots anyway. I figure if you can't get to the damn voting booth, well, then you can't vote. I never understood, even as a kid, never understood absentee ballots. Except for, like, in the military. I can understand that. Or if you're working, yeah, I mean, that's really about it. But, I mean, if you can't make it to the voting booth, you can't make it to the voting booth. That's the whole point of voting, is going to the booth and voting. Now, if you're in a nursing home or something, okay, I guess I can understand. But, I mean, you got to have a good reason other than you're just fat and lazy. You can't use that as an excuse. Oh, Kim Kardashian's on during voting. I can't get off the couch. I ate too many bags of Cheetos and I can't move. But I need to vote. What do you? No, you don't need to vote. You need to get off your ass and walk to the voting booth. Maybe you might lose a couple of pounds. I mean, damn it. All right. We haven't even, oh my God, 15 minutes. We haven't even started. We got a lot to talk about. The hats off to Isaiah Rowley was today. Kind of anxious to find out how that went. I seen some pictures today. I reposted them. They are still now looking for hats to be donated. They still need support. They need your support. There is perfect way to do it if you want, you know, why send a hat? Why not buy a hat? You can go on Team Isaiah on Facebook, type in Team Isaiah. I think on Twitter, you do the hashtag thing. There's hashtag Team Isaiah. There's Save Isaiah Facebook, and I think hashtag Save Isaiah Twitter. You can go on these sites. You can find thing. Buy a hat. Just buy a hat. They need the proceeds. This girl needs to go back and forth trying to get her son out of Hawk, who's in jail, in prison, just like Sergeant Tamaresi. But at least the president, you know, he's getting his golfing in. Seen the videos of that already. He missed. Then he hit it again, and he missed again. He just said, screw it. I'm the president. It counted. I mean, this guy, I mean, he cheats at everything. I mean, what the hell is the matter with this guy? No, you're going to play the game. No, you missed your putt because you suck. Then you miss it again because you suck. Well, you keep hitting it until you hit it, until you get the hole. That's how you do it. But see, you know, you've got this society. Well, I'm in a certain position, so I don't have to do what you underlings have to do. I get to do what I want to do because I'm a king. No, you're not. I understand a little privileges. Okay, fine. I get it. But I mean, come on. It comes to a point, man, where you can't do it for everything. There's a limit to everything. Life is a balance. Everything is a balance. You need a little bit of this. You need a little bit of that. You need a little bit of sugar and you need a little bit of spice. Just the way it is. Too much sugar, you got too much spice, that can affect you for days. Trust me. Trust me. We don't need to go down that road. Move on, please. Go on, Team Isaiah. Save Isaiah Facebook. And just buy a hat. I don't know how much they are, but it can't be that much. Just buy a hat. Support them. We've only got more to do. This is just one. I know it sucks if we can only do one at a time. I'm trying to find a way to fight, the thousands. But it's hard to get people on board. First of all, it's scary because you're going up against a very, very big machine. So, we're going up against wrong. Wrong is always going to be a big machine. That's why it's wrong. Right can always prevail if you, well, you got to stand up for it. They ain't going to do a damn thing sitting on the couch. Certainly isn't going to do any good with a bag of Cheetos and Kim Kardashian on. It's not going to do a damn thing. Dust. Yeah, sometimes things in life are that damn simple. Just the way it is. Sometimes in life, things are just that simple. But it's difficult to do. Why? Well, I don't know. Well, because it's complicated. No, it's not complicated. It's only complicated if you make it complicated. Complications are nothing more than what, you know, you put on yourself because you don't understand it. Understand life? Forget it. Come on. Just accept the fact. You ain't going to understand it. And as soon as you figure out all of life's answers, it's just going to turn around and change the freaking questions on you. So just go with what you know, man. And that's it. And what I know is we cannot keep kidnapping our children just so psychiatrists and all these doctors and the pharmaceutical industry and everybody start making money. Well, you know, if I prescribe this drug and if I put them in this program, if I put them into foster care, then everybody gets a bonus. The foster families, they get more money if they got a certain, you know, child, whatever. And these foster parents are not all that. You know, I mean, I'm not saying all of them are, because I had neighbors that were, and they were good. But there are a lot of bad. It sucks that you can't talk about the good. Well, the good doesn't need fixing. You got to talk about the bad, because the bad needs fixing. Bad. We don't do this to people. But we are. Because of money. We got to figure out a way to take out the incentive. I mean, I'd like to get Congress to do something, but they're on vacation. The president, he's on vacation. He can't get involved in this stuff. You know, it affects the American people. And if the government wants to kidnap a few kids to make a few bucks off the taxpayers, so what? So what? Hey, you know, hey. It's the way it is, you know. It's part of being, you know, the elite class. You get, you know, fringe benefits. You get to rape the taxpayer. As long as you vote Democrat. But if you vote Republican, you rape the taxpayer. Well, we're going to get you good. Tell you. Well, go on these sites, buy a hat. Or you can send her a check for something. Team Isaiah, P.O. Box 90129-4, Kansas City, Missouri. 64190. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. I want to read two stories. I'm not going to tell you anything about them. I'm not going to tell you nothing about nothing. I was going to tell you what they were about, but I decided no. I'm not going to tell you nothing. I'm just going to read two stories. Remember we talked about the headline. Well, see, that's all it is anymore. That's the way it is. That's how people get their news. You just read the headlines. You get up in the morning, they turn on their stupid little smartphones. Well, these phones, I don't consider them smart. Well, they might be smart because they're making people stupid. They've got these things that just come on and it gives you all the headlines of the friggin' day. So people are on the train or on the bus. They're driving instead of paying attention to their driving. They're looking at these headlines. By the time they get to work, oh, now they got something to talk around, you know, talk about. No, you've got work to do. You don't have time to talk about what happened to Kim Kardashian. Nobody gives a damn. All right, story number one. On Saturday, police officer, this is from the news. So Saturday was, well, 2 days ago. This is straight from the news. Two stories. I'm not going to tell you nothing from nothing. And then we'll discuss it at the end. On Saturday, a police officer encountered two men near an apartment complex in a, and I blanked it out, so you don't know what town, know nothing where it is. You're just trying to get, I'm just trying to give you the, you know, the ins and outs of what happened. As best I can, best I can find. Best they're all they're going to give out. They don't give out very much, unless they want to. On Saturday, a police officer encountered two men near an apartment complex in a blank suburb. Police say one of the men pushed the officer in his car and a struggle began. The redacted county police chief, I shouldn't read his name either, in case maybe you read the story. I remember his name. The county police chief says as the officer tried to get out of his car, one of the subjects pushed him back in and began assaulting him. This is a quote now. It is our understanding at this point in the investigation that there was a struggle over the officer's weapon. There was at least one shot fired within the car. The officer fired one shot from his car before the struggle spilled into the street where 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot multiple times. Oops, I read the name, damn it. Now you know what I'm talking about. Well, that's all right. Blank says after the officer got out of the car, he shot Blank about 35 feet from the vehicle. Well, 35 feet really isn't that far. But it is far enough to what exactly happened. Well, you know, we don't know. And will we ever know? Well, we don't know that. We don't know who to trust anymore. Can't trust the government. Can't trust the police. Can't trust your school teachers. Can't trust your doctors, if they really are doctors. Can't trust anybody anymore. Certainly can't trust the press. You can't believe anything that you see on television, except for Kim Kardashian. That's real. Ugh. I don't mean to keep picking on her, but I'm really picking on the people that watch that crap and think they're, you know, getting quality entertainment. You're not. You're getting stupid. That's what you're getting. Go outside. Take a walk. Read a book. Remember what those are? No, it doesn't come on a frickin' iPad or iPod or whatever the hell it is. I don't know those stupid things. Read a book. It's got pages, paper. That's right, you're going to have to chop down a goddamn tree. You're going to have to smash up the pulp, spread it out, cut it up, paint it, then type on it. Pages. And you flip them, and you read them. They got words in there. Might take you a little while, because it's longer than a headline. But you'd be surprised what you can actually pick up and actually learn. No, you can't do that. Well, why? Well, because my college professor didn't tell me. He gives me all the information I need. All right. Let me see how you are. Let's see, the medical examiner is conducting an investigation. They're always conducting investigations. To determine how many times Blank was shot. Well, count the holes. I mean, that's just me. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the whack job. You want to find out how many times somebody's been shot? Well, you count the damn holes. I mean, whatever. It can take up to 6 weeks for toxicology tests to be completed. Maybe he was on drugs, maybe he wasn't. I don't know. Blank pointed out that Blank, police chief Blank, called him personally as he was arriving at the scene and personally asked the county to investigate the shooting. In quotations, "I would not imagine that anybody would do that if they felt like they had something to hide or, in fact, did not want the investigation to be looked at independently and then the facts and circumstances of that investigation be looked at by a neutral party." Okay, that's story number one. Story number two. Young Father Blank was shot and killed by police this week at a blank store, blank, because he was apparently carrying around a toy gun that was available for purchase in the store. Police were called to the store by what this thing they called by a couple who had seen this man walking around with the gun pointed in the air. So there's a couple, I guess, was in the store, flipped out, see something, say something. But you know what? When you see something and say something, you have to be responsible. That's number one. So maybe take another look. Is that really what I saw? Did I really see a pink elephant? Well, let me take another look. No, damn it, that wasn't pink. I mean, come on. We have to be responsible. We can't just think we see something and just report it for what? So you get your name in the paper? Get your 15 minutes? Get your little fame? We live in a sick society. And then when they really do see something, well, then they just stand there. Well, it's none of my business. Yes, it is. People are getting seriously injured. But when you don't see something, well, you got to report it. You never know. Never can be too sure. Well, yeah, you can always be too much of anything. According to the victim's girlfriend, the police had shot Blank before they even gave him a chance to put down the gun. So I don't know if it was a gun that he bought there or if it was a gun that he was going to get ready to buy. But it was a toy gun, and they sell them in the store. She says, "We was just talking." He said, this is her words. So I'm not, you know, time with my broken left-handed tongue. He said he was at the video games playing videos, and he went over there by the toy section where the toy guns were. And the next thing I know, he said, it's not real, and the police start shooting, and they said, get on the ground. But he was already on the ground because they had shot him. And I could hear him just crying and screaming. I feel like they shot him down like he was not even human. That was the victim's girlfriend. Blank says the police did not even speak with her after the incident. This is a girlfriend. They're there to grieve with no explanation as to what happened. Well, that's nice. It's being transparent. When the incident first occurred, police maintained the story that Blank was carrying a real gun. It wasn't until the next day that the police announced that the alleged weapon was a pellet gun that is sold in the store and often used as toys for children. I'm just wondering now, and I hate to be this cynical. We'll get to that later, but I'm wondering if, you know, I hate to be conspiratorial. But sometimes, you know, you got to think this kind of, you know, maybe you shouldn't, but Now they're going to take away toy guns from kids. I know they got them all painted up, which is fine. You know, so cops know that, you know, you got an orange thing up that's not a real gun. But if you're a smart enough criminal, you can paint something orange and make it look like it's a fake gun, but be real. So now I just have a feeling they're going to try to do everything they can to get new legislation. Congress has got to spend time on this. Got to get Valerie Goebbels in there. She's going to go to the toy manufacturers. Well, she's going to have to go to China. We don't have anybody that does anything in America anymore. Remember when we built stuff? Built cars. Built things. We had factories, man. We were industrial. Remember Pittsburgh? Ohio? Remember those places? Yeah, Cleveland. Used to be industrial there. Where's all the industry? Detroit? Where's Detroit? Honey, you seen Detroit? Ah, nobody's seen Detroit. It's gone. Detroit? Nah, there's no Detroit. Got rid of it all. We didn't even sell it. We just got rid of it. We just gave it away. There it is. Puh. That's pathetic. We need to get back to building stuff. Doing things. We have American pride. Made in America. Yeah, I know there's give and take everywhere, but we got to start building stuff here too. But you got to give these businesses a reason to stay here. I mean, when you tax them to freaking death, why should they? I mean, it's ridiculous. You want to keep businesses here? Well, you know, they create jobs. But see, you know, the politician and the decision makers. Well, if they're not going to make any money off of it, well, then they're not going to do it. They have to make money. Otherwise, there's not going to be a vote. There's not going to be, you know, not going to be a committee. Nobody's going to do anything in Washington unless their palms are greased. For what? Absolutely. All right. Is there any more of this? When the incident first occurred, police maintained that we got to get that. The death was ruled a homicide. But the coroner said it could be weeks before their examination is complete. So they've got tests to do, too. Find out how many bullets. Count the holes. An innocent bystander in this same incident. Blank, that's her name, 37, also died following the shooting. The county coroner said she was apparently running from a dangerous situation inside the store. When she collapsed, she was taken to the, I won't read that name, hospital, where she died at 9:14 p.m. In a sad twist, the mother of two that died was due to be wed on Saturday. Police have yet to release footage of the shooting. Crawford's friend, Blank, views as highly, highly suspicious. All right. Now, I've read both of those stories, and we'll get back to it in a minute. Looks like we've got a caller on the line here. Hello, you're on with the captain.
Yeah, I wondered where you were. Where'd you go?
I'm right here. Where are you?
Maybe you're not the person I'm thinking of. An acquaintance libertarian of mine had a show. It's off the air, but your voice is amazingly like his. So I guess maybe you're not him.
No, I guess I'm not him, but that's all right. Well, do you want to stay and listen, or you got a question?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to find out what the show is about, because you're talking, you know, I see by your description page something about looting in Missouri. These idiots are attacking themselves. So I wanted to find out what your show is about.
Well, yeah. I haven't. I'm just about to get to that point.
Okay.
That's where I'm going. That's where I'm getting. It takes me forever to get to where I go, but I do get there. I take the scenic route, but I always get home. So I'm reading two stories, and I read two stories already, and now I'm going to get to what the two stories, how they're linked, what's going on. So.
All right. Well, if you want to, you can put me on mute, and
right. If
I want to come back in, I'll press the question mark again.
Okay, my good friend. All righty. Let's see here. Where are we? Oh, so we've read those two stories now. I don't know. We got a lot of banging going on here. We got fireworks. You know, that's one thing that's weird about this place here in New York. In Deer Park, they got fireworks every day of the year. Doesn't matter if it's snowing, they got fireworks every single year. I love it. I love fireworks. Anyway, I've read you the two stories now. Now you know there's two stories. Both ended up with cops killing a young man. Both of them. Ended with cops killing a young man. Now, you heard both. One of these stories resulted in a riot. And not just an itty-bitty riot. I mean, they're burning down buildings and crap. They're looting. I mean, this is their neighborhood. I've never understood that. It's always blown my mind. Why would you want to loot your own neighborhood? These people didn't do that. These people aren't the ones who shot your friend. Well, they don't even know it. They don't even know who this kid was, but you know, someone in the neighborhood. So why would you loot the neighborhood? Is this outrage? Is this genuine, or is it just an excuse to go out and loot so you get a bunch of free stuff? I mean, we don't know what the hell to believe here. Now, both incidences, I mean, we don't really have all the information because they both just happened. And cops don't like to give out a bunch of information. And, you know, I mean, there's an investigation. There's reasons for it. So we're still finding out new information now. Well, we don't need to know, you know, all the ins and outs. We've got enough right now. Now, one of these stories created a riot. A riot. And the other one? Hardly anything. Which one do you think it was? Was it the story about the 18-year-old old man that attacked a police officer in his car, trying to take away his gun? Or was it the young man that was gunned down in a store holding a toy gun that this particular store sells? Which one do you think would create a riot? Well, it was story number one. The one where the kid attacked a cop, two of them, one of them pushed him in the car. What exactly happened? Well, I mean, we're going to find out more as it goes on. But, I mean, the 18-year-old kid, I guess this kid was 18 too. Yeah, 18 years old. Attacks a police officer and gets shot. The other guy is in a store playing video games. And because a couple walking by, oh, you see something, say something, got to report it. So they report it, and cops, they're salivating at the mouth. They get to finally shoot somebody. And I'm not picking on the cops. I don't have a problem with the police force. I have a problem with the police force. And there are times to use it, and there are times that are not. Now, how much this has really been going on, well, we don't really know. But it has been for a long time. And thank God for this internet, we're finding out more of it. I want to go back to the days where we could respect the police. We could respect our doctors. We could take our children into a children's hospital and not be afraid that they're going to be kidnapped and used as lab rats. We'd like to go back to those days. We'd like to go back to those days where you could have trust and faith in your child's teachers. You could have trust and faith in anybody. You can't. Maybe we never did. I don't know. But it just seemed like it was different when I was younger. It just seemed different. America seemed different. There was a different. I'm trying to find the right word, but it was in the air. America was different. We had a different mindset. We believed in different things. Now I don't know what the hell we believe in. And now somebody in the neighborhood gets shot, even though he attacks a cop. Okay, well, that's loot. We can get a whole bunch of free stuff. We can get a bigger TV. Maybe we can get a big enough one. We can fit the entire Kim Kardashian's ass on it. I mean, this doesn't even make any sense to me. You're mad at the cops, so why do you go attack your own neighborhood? These people, these shop owners, they didn't have nothing to do with it. I never understood that. That to me doesn't seem legitimate anger to me. I don't see that legitimate outrage. What started off as a peaceful thing, I guess people just globbed on, well, what are you doing over here? Oh, somebody got shot. Oh, really? Okay, that's loot. I mean, now, what? I'm not taking any sides. But if the cops did act in that particular incident, if they did act improperly, yeah, there's ways to do it. We don't need to loot. What are you? You're not going to win anything by looting. Okay, you get a new TV, you get some new groceries, you get some new sneakers, whatever. What did you win? You didn't win anything. You didn't get anything. Well, you didn't prove a point. I don't know what point you proved, but you certainly didn't get back at the people who killed your friend or the person that's in your neighborhood, one of your peeps. You didn't get the cops back. Maybe, I don't know, maybe your friend shouldn't have attacked the cop. Now, whether that story's true or not, well, we don't really know. Will we ever find out? Well, again, we don't really know. But as more information comes out, we'll get more information that comes out. But if you're going to riot, I mean, it just seems to me. But I still, even if, this is the point I'm trying to make, even if it turns out that these cops acted completely improperly and they gunned this guy down, and they did it deliberate. They went out there and they hunted him. What is looting going to do? How does that equate? This is what I'm having trouble. This is one of those things that my mind just simply cannot process. My mind can just simply not process this stuff. Why? Well, it's doesn't make any sense. But yet, here we are. Let's go out and loot. I mean, what kind of society is that? Every time something happens, oh, that's an excuse to go out and get some free stuff? Is that what we've come down to now? But, I mean, it seems to me that if you were going to have, an uproar, it's the guy number two, man. I mean, here the guy's in the store. Looks like with his kids and girlfriend. He's in the store. I don't know if he was with the kids or not, but he's over there playing a video game. Got a toy gun in his hand. Maybe he was going to buy it. I don't know what the hell he was doing with it. But it's a toy gun. And you see a guy that, you get a report of somebody walking around with a gun because they're too stupid to take a second look and find out, is that a real gun or is that a fake gun? What is it? A real gun or a fake gun? Well, it looks like a gun. Let's report it. Let's be good Samaritans. No, you're being a good idiot. So now you got a guy killed because of your overzealous stupidity. So yeah, there is such a thing. You can be too careful. That's what it sounds like to me just happened. But cops should know better. I mean, okay, you get a report a guy's got a gun, so you come in there, and you approach him. You see he's not, wielding it at anybody, not pointed at anybody. You say, drop the weapon. Give him an opportunity. Drop the weapon. You say, it's fake. But you can't just assume just because, I mean, you're in a store and you can't tell that it's a real weapon versus a fake weapon. And this was at a Walmart. A Walmart, probably plastic. Come on, cop. You know, some of them, they got the, you know, the wood thing on there, the little pellet gun, so it's, you know, kind of looks like wood. It's really not. But, I mean, come on. If you're going to pull out your firearm, which you do have the right to pull your firearm out and defend yourself, but we can't pull our firearms out and defend ourselves against you. We're just supposed to take the bullets, take the taser, take the stick. Oh, that's right. You got a badge. We're just supposed to take it. Well, again, this is where responsibility and accountability goes out the damn window. You don't need it. You don't have it. You got a badge. You know, you work for the government. You work, you know, you're the police. You don't have to be held accountable or responsible. You're the police. You can do whatever you want. You got, you know, tasers, and guns, and handcuffs, and pepper spray, and big sticks, and shotguns. But now you got these police forces. They got big old tanks, these armored vehicles that were used in Iraq and Afghanistan. You run over mines like a cop needs that. How many minefields do you run up against in some, you know, small town in Iowa? What the hell do you need this for? Well, you never know. The number of SWAT raids in this country per year now is astronomical. We do not need to be having that many SWAT raids. We, you know, come on. Not every situation requires SWAT raids. Killed is how people get hurt. And since there's no accountability, if you do accidentally shoot someone, okay, you know, you might get a, you know, couple of checks on your record there. You know, get a couple of weeks off. Maybe they might take a little pay, but, you know. Other than that, they'll let you back on the force. There's no accountability. No accountability whatsoever. You don't need it. Well, after the incident in Ferguson, Missouri, this was from story number one, John Gaskin, who sits on the National Board of Directors of the NAACP, we're outraged because yet again, a young African-American man has been killed by law enforcement. No, it's another American. We don't have African-American in this country. We don't have Chinese-American, not even Liechtensteinian-American. We got American. Well, maybe this young American, if the story is true, we don't really know, but I mean, if the story is true, maybe he shouldn't have been attacking the cop. Just, you know, throwing that one out there. Where's this other guy? This is what I'd like to know. Where the hell are people, you know, I mean, I know I've seen a couple of stories on this, but not really very much. I mean, this guy's in Walmart with a toy gun from the store and gets gunned down by two cops. Come in, boom, 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 boom. Don't ask him nothing. Just boom, 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 boom. Get on the ground. Really? Get on the ground? He's already on the ground. He just blew his friggin' head off. Put a couple more holes in his chest. What do you mean, get on the ground? You're an idiot. I mean, where's the outrage for this guy? I mean, this guy over here, I mean, it just seems if these two stories are true. We can only go by if they're true. But if these are true, I mean, it seems to me that, you know, story number two would cause me to get outraged if it was somebody in my neighborhood. He's not even in my neighborhood, and I'm outraged for it, or over it. These are Americans, man. We don't need police coming in to start shooting people because we've got a couple that called 911 because they couldn't take a second look to find out if it was a real gun or not. And was the guy threatening anybody with it? Was he walking around hitting people with it? Was he pointing guns at anybody saying, you know, give me your money or your life? What was he doing? He was playing video games. Well, how come these people who reported it? Seems to me they need to be held a little bit accountable, too. Well, the death was ruled a homicide. Yes, it was a homicide. They're always ruled a homicide. But what I'd like to know is why, when we have the cases like these two cases, we've got a real case where a man just playing video games with a toy gun from the store is now gunned down because two people couldn't take a second look. And they call a bunch of overzealous cops. They come in there salivating, can't wait to go in there and shoot somebody. And I hate to say that, but I mean, it is, you know, I mean, the evidence seems to be growing every day. And I'm sick and tired of having to read this crap. That's not the idea of the police force. You don't shoot first, ask questions later. The object every time you get a call is not to throw somebody in the back of your squad car and take them to jail. Or if they won't go, shoot them. That's not your objective. That's not the purpose for being a cop. And if you think it is, I'm sorry, but you got it wrong. I don't care what your stupid cop handbook says. Screw your stupid cop handbook. I got a constitution. And constitutions trump cop handbooks. Constitutions trump all handbooks. Screw your handbook. Yeah, I got a handbook. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's your handbook. Well, I don't like this fact right now because another African-American. Couldn't be just an American. We got to get away from that. We want to be united. Well, we're going to have to be united and stop with the hyphenateds. Well, this happened on Saturday, and on Sunday, protests broke out. Residents carrying signs saying, no justice, no peace, and disarm the police. Well, when you attack them, it could have been one of your kids. Resident Charles Stanton yelled at the police, protect and serve, they aren't protecting. Well, he was attacked, if the story's true. The story's true. If the story is true. But I'm sure there's video all over. They've got, cops are always got videotape for everything now. Everybody's got video. News footage shows rioters now are vandalizing vehicles. For why? What is that? Again, I don't understand why you would want to vandalize your neighborhood because one of your peeps got gunned down by the police for attacking the police. But even if he didn't, even if he was a bystander and the cop shot him, what is this going to do? What is this riot going to do? How is that going to, what are you going to get from it? Now your whole neighborhood is destroyed. I don't get it. It doesn't, I don't, again, brain can't process it. Does not compute. But I guess it does for them, so. Vandalizing vehicles, standing on police cars, taunting officers, looting local Walmarts and Quick Trips, starting at least one of them on fire. Police say people also looted a check cashing store, of course. I know there was an ATM machine or two that was stolen, a boutique, convenience stores. By midnight, KSDK was reporting that police had to use tear gas to disperse the crowds. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles, he tells the AP, right now the small group of people are creating a huge mess. Contributing to the unrest that is going on is not going to help. Exactly. I mean, he's saying the same thing that I've been saying. It doesn't make any sense. We're only hurting ourselves. Look at him. Only hurting our community, hurting our neighbors. There's nothing productive from this. Exactly. I mean, but why are they doing it over this one? Why not this guy in Walmart? Where's his riot? Where are the thousands of children that are taken away from their parents and being used as lab rats? Where's their riot? How come they don't get a riot? How do you rate to get a riot? It just seems to me that if you're more, the more criminal, the bigger the criminal you are, the bigger the riot you get. I mean, why? I don't know. We live in a very mixed up, upside down. Boys will be girls, girls will be boys. It's a mixed up world, except for Lola. Unbelievable. I just don't understand where we are in society today. How we got so upside down, and for what? How can people not see that we're upside down? How do you not see that? How do we not see that? And why do people think this is good? None of this makes any sense. And why do we keep, well, voting for more of it? Makes even more nonsense. I mean, that's even harder to try to figure out. How do you win this? Well, I guess it takes one vote at a time. Hopefully this November, hopefully we can all do the right thing. We can vote the right people in, but we need to get the right people in. We still don't have the right people. Where's Reince Priebus? I don't know. I have no idea. We should be challenging everybody in every single race. If we're going to, that's the only way to win it, man. If you're going to win the war, you got to fight the battles. Well, there's a lot of battles, so let's fight them all. Then do the best you can in every single one of them. You hit them all, a blitz. The Republicans got enough money. You can put certain people in certain positions, and fine, it's okay to challenge Nancy Pelosi. She's not royalty. She's not special. She's not the daughter of God. Jesus's, long-lost sister here. You can challenge Nancy Pelosi. You get her in one debate, you win the race. She's an idiot. Always has been, always will be. But she's got a lot of money. That's how she bought her way into Congress. Because stupid people like that don't get elected because they're smart and they know what they're doing. It's impossible. So, all right, let's open up my treasure chest here and see what kind of booty we can plunder. Defense official says U.S. airstrikes unlikely to hurt Iraqi militants' overall capabilities. Not going to hurt them at all. Well, of course it's not. This president might have to kill one of his buddies. Those are his friends. He's just out there, making it look like he's doing something. Hey, look at me, Mr. Putin. I can shoot off bombs too. Yeah, into the frickin' desert. Yeah, they took out a little convoy, but they're not, and it's going to happen. We get out of Afghanistan, it's only going to be boom. It'll be instamatic. It'll be rather quick. Probably a lot quicker than, well, a lot quicker than it was with Iraq, but I mean, what is? A top Defense Department official acknowledged Monday that United States airstrikes in Iraq and are unlikely to affect Islamic militants. Overall capabilities or their operations elsewhere in Iraq and Syria, but rebuffed calls to expand the mission. Of course, they're not going to expand it. Lieutenant General William Mayville Jr., a director for operations with Joint Chiefs of Staff, described a stay-the-course approach. Stay the course. What course? What course? You're on the wrong course. When you're on the wrong course, well, you don't stay the course. You change the course. Described a stay-the-course approach during a briefing with reporters Monday afternoon. He spoke 4 days into a renewed U.S. airstrike campaign in northern Iraq meant to drive back militants with IS. Well, IS is gaining strength because you're not really taking care of them. Now, is this really our responsibility to take care of them? Well, I think we've got a right to get in there. We need a lot more other people involved in this, too. Europe, you're going to have to get off your ass. I'm sorry, but, you know, French, put down your quiche, pick up your weapons, and dust them off. That's all right. They'll fire. We've got a lot, I mean, all of Europe, we've got a lot of countries that need to get involved in this. If we are going to end this jihad movement, this Islamic terrorism, whatever you want to call it, it's got a million names. But if we're going to put an end to it, we're going to need the world involved. And yes, the Muslim community, you're going to have to be especially involved. These are your people. Maybe start training your young that this crap doesn't work. And, you know, mamas, tell your sons, you know, you don't want to see them blow up by the time they're 13. You want to have, you know, grandchildren, that kind of stuff. Teach them that. But if you want to put an end to it, you're going to have to teach them right from wrong. They're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight. The world's going to have to put an end to it. But if we're going to do it, we're going to have to do it. And get it the hell over with. And we can do it. We get the whole world together. We just go into a blitz. We just start bombing, bombing, bombing. Boom, 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 boom. Let them all have it. And we keep at it until every damn last one of them is gone. The entire Middle East is wiped clean. That'll never happen. I know. That's on the captain's wish list. But that's all right. We all got wish lists. But we need to do something. If not that, we need to do something pretty close. This is a world war. The world is going to have to take care of this here. These people are coming everywhere. If you think for 1 second they're going to stop where they are. No. They keep moving a little southwest. They're going to run into Saudi Arabia. You think for 1 second they're going to stop? They're not going to try to go into Saudi Arabia? Of course. That's why Egypt and Saudi Arabia and these countries, that's why they want to secretly go behind the scenes and stop them, because they don't want them coming over to them. They don't want to be taken over. And you get a caliphate, if that's what they call it, big enough, yeah, they would be able to take over Egypt and Saudi Arabia. And that's what they don't want. They want the power. Well, you know, Egypt and Saudi Arabia, well, maybe you guys can get together. You know these people better than we do. You get together, you wipe them out. It's your frickin' region of the world. You get involved. Show us that you really care. That's another thing on my wish list. Will that happen? Who the hell knows? But if we're going to go over there and waste our bombs, let's put them in the right frickin' targets. General Mayville said that Air Force and Navy aircraft have conducted 15 targeted strikes and helped check IS advances around the cities of Sinjar and Erbil. He said the strikes have slowed the group's operational tempo and temporarily disrupted their advances towards the province of Erbil. Okay, now let's go back here and let's get this. Have slowed the group's operational tempo. Slowed the operational tempo, which means what? They had to get out and change a tire? What? What do you mean slow the operational tempo and temporarily disrupted their advances? Well, you know, no, it should be permanently disrupted their advances towards the province of Erbil. But not temporarily. Why would you want to temporarily do it? What the hell is... What the hell would be the point? If you're going to allow them to get there, why would you temporarily stop them? What? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. However, he said, the strikes are unlikely to affect their overall capabilities or its operations in other areas of Iraq and Syria. Well, then why are we doing this? If it's not going to have any frickin' effect, why are we doing it? I mean, God. I mean, this is stuff, I mean, you don't need to be all that smart to figure some of this stuff out. I mean, what the hell? President Obama, who was in Martha's Vineyard, reiterated shortly afterward that the U.S. is pursuing limited military objectives, which means you're doing nothing. Limited military objectives. What the hell does that mean? I mean, the way they come up with this crap, objectives, limited. I mean, they just put this crap together and people think, well, they're doing something special. No, they're not. No, they're not. Why are we over there if we're not going to do anything? Haven't we learned that, if we're going to go over there and just jerk off, that, you know, we don't need to go over there? I mean, how many wars have we fought now this way and... We can't seem to get it done. Well, one, you don't fight a war from an office. You fight a war in a battlefield. You want to win the war, let the generals, win the war. You don't fight it in the Oval Office. You don't fight it, in the lobbyist offices. You don't fight a war on a golf course. You want to end it? End it. We all want it ended. I'm tired of talking about this crap, to be perfectly honest with you. I was tired of talking about it. I think it was six or seven years old. It's when I lost all respect for the media. I remember it. Yasser Arafat, that's when he became the PLO. That's when I first learned who the PLO was, and Yasser Arafat. I was sick of it then. And that's been a million years ago. Well, I'm still sick of it. I mean, I'm glad I was over there at the Middle East, and I seen, been over there and seen it. But, I mean, it could be a nice place. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the heat. Maybe it's been so hot there that their brains are just melted and they just, I don't know, they're just angry. I don't know. But, I mean, enough is enough with this crap. And what's our president doing? Well, he's fueling the fire. He's not doing anything to stop it, to slow the operational tempo. No, you're speeding it up. What are we doing in this country? We're getting rid of our military and building up these jihad militaries. What the f- I mean, this doesn't, none of this, man. And John Boehner wants to have a lawsuit. No, we don't need a lawsuit. This is the first time out of all the presidents, and if you read, I can't remember his name when he got impeached. The same thing, but the Senate said no. Or no, he didn't get impeached. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. It was over bribery. I know that. I remember learning that in fifth grade. I didn't like the Clinton impeachment. Nixon was purely, you have to, I mean, there was, it was political. It started off garbage, and then you keep digging, and you can always find more garbage. And you put it all together, and you can make it look like a dump. So you can do that on anybody. I don't care who the hell you are. The friggin' Pope. I'm sure you can find all kinds of garbage in the Pope. You can find all kinds of garbage in humans. Just the way we are. This is different. What this president is doing is different. This is not, it's not a blue stained dress scandal. It's not a hotel break-in scandal. It's not a hate list scandal. It's not trying to cover up for your boys. It's not that kind of scandal. Not taking a bribe. No. Well, I'm sure he's probably taking bribes from all kinds of bribes, but who knows? But this is different against the country. I find what this president is doing is treason. Almost at every single turn, any more later, every time he turns around, every time he opens his mouth, every time he does anything, every time he touches that magic pen of his, it just seems that he's committed one act of treason after another. I just only hope that our House of Representatives, when they, you know, and the Senate, well, I don't have any faith in the Senate. I don't have any real faith in the House, but maybe their, you know, 6-7 week long vacation. I don't know. Maybe if they water their brains enough and give it enough sunshine, maybe it might grow. And I figure out that, you know, we got some real problems. We need to get to work and now. But now their problem is they need to get reelected. So when they come back, see, that's going to be, they're going to be in full election mode. Well, maybe we might get something done being in election mode. I just don't have any faith in John Boehner anymore. I don't feel that he's given me his, I don't feel I'm getting that, I'm getting that feel, you know what I mean? Where he's really out trying to do what he's really there supposed to do. I don't get that feeling. I don't know what another lawsuit's going to do. I certainly don't know what another hearing is going to do. We've had a million hearings. Okay, it's fine. You know, the American people get to know a little bit of truth, but not really, because, you know, everybody takes a fifth and blah, 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 blah. What do we get out of a hearing? I don't know. We need to have some grand juries. We've got a lot of real crimes here. I know it sucks to have to bring down a president, but look, these are crimes, man. These are serious crimes that he is committing against this country. He's tearing this country apart. He's bad for business is what he is. He's not good for the country. He is not looking out for the best interests of this country. He is not providing for the common defense. He is not promoting the general welfare. He's facilitating weapons into the hands of our enemies. acting like he's shooting them down, but he ain't. Who knows who the hell he's really shooting? Who knows? He's off golfing now. He's on vacation. The world's falling apart. Blames an attack on us because we tried getting weapons back that we allowed them to have in the first place. And why, I mean, that doesn't even make any sense to me. We're never going to really know the real story on this, which is sad. But they attacked us for a reason. Benghazi was attacked for a reason. They don't just, they're going to attack for a reason. And they did. And this administration doesn't want the American people, or the world, I should say, the reason why we were attacked. And that's why they didn't attack back, which doesn't make any sense. We're being attacked, well, we immediately send help. Any country would do that. Again, that's treason right there. Well, we could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on, but we don't need to. Iraq saying there is no American military solution to the larger crisis. Wait, am I missing something? Oh, limited military objectives. That's where I lost. That's where I blasted off into space. Let's read this whole thing over again so we know what the hell we're talking about. If I can stay on course here, we might get through this damn sentence. President Obama, who was in Martha's Vineyard, of course, favorite place to vacation. He likes Martha's Vineyard. I'm sure it is a nice place. But the world's falling apart. You know, why don't you, since you've never been there before, isn't it nice to go on a vacation where you've never been before? That's why a lot of people go on vacation, so they can see places they've never been before. So here's a place that you've never been before. Why don't you vacation in the Oval Office? President Obama, who is in Martha's Vineyard, reiterated shortly afterward that the U.S. is pursuing limited military objectives, which means nothing. Pursuing limited military objectives in Iraq, saying there is no military American military solution. Well, there's no American military solution because they're not solving anything. No American military solution to the larger crisis, and stressing the importance of a new inclusive government in Baghdad. To that end, he praised the decision by the country's president to bypass incumbent Prime Minister Maliki and name a new Prime Minister designate. So that's it, just get a new leader. That'll fix everything. Obama called this a promising step forward. Why? Because one of his buddies is going to take over? Iraq is screwed. Iraq is a mess. Iraq is a mess. That's a disaster. Iraq is an absolute, abject, frickin' disaster. That country is going to be screwed up for centuries now. We just knocked that country back down to the goddamn Stone Age. They're frickin' cavemen now. What the hell did we do? I mean, this is just, God almighty, man. America, come on. We're better than this, man. I'd like to think we're better than this. I believe we are. Deep down in the core, I think America's much better than this. But we're not showing it. And that's a problem. Why are we not showing it? I don't know. Maybe, well, because nobody's getting paid to show it? Maybe that's what we got to do. We got to pay people to show it? Pay people to use common sense? You got to pay somebody to be American? That's ridiculous. A promising step forward. Shut up. and hinted that if they build off today's progress, what progress? The U.S. efforts to join Iraqi forces in fighting is, will be advanced. I mean, what do you mean advanced? I mean, advanced could be anything. I mean, if you got 1 million miles to go and it takes you a year to go 1 mile, well, every day, yeah, you do advance, not very far, but you advance. So what do you mean by advanced? I'll tell you what advanced means to me is when is wiped out. That's an advancement. But that's me. I'm the whack job. Despite calls from some lawmakers, they're on vacation, to broaden the campaign, though Mayville said Monday, the principal task remains protecting American personnel and U.S. aircraft, conducting a humanitarian mission for religious minorities fleeing ISIS militants. There are no plans to expand the current air campaign beyond the current self-defense activities. Why? I mean, look, Israel has got a perfect opportunity to wipe out Hamas. Well, they did. They're losing it now. Now they're going to be forced to cease fire, and that's only because Hamas is running out of weapons. That's why they want to cease fire. They run out of weapons. Oh, cease fire. Well, the United States should be all over that. They've seen that Israel had an opportunity and they were gaining strength. The United States should have jumped on it and said, screw the UN. No, screw the ceasefires. We're going to keep going and boom, 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 boom until they're done. No. No, he had to send the Secretary of State over there and lecture Netanyahu. Obama gets on the phone and lectures Netanyahu. I mean, who the hell the United States is to be lecturing anybody at this point, especially from this administration, is mind-boggling. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. And then when you're all done shutting up, shut up. The Obama administration has come under criticism from both sides of the aisle for not acting sooner to counter the Islamic State threat. He was supporting them. Is are the people that were in for Syria. That's who this guy was supporting. Remember when he got on the addressed the nation and walks down that hallway and he looks all professional and presidential. He got flags hanging up, stands up to the podium. My fellow Americans, shut up. Pleading his case for a to attack Syria and to help the rebels in Syria, which was ISIS, which is now is. He knew who the hell they were. This president has been caught with his pants down so many frickin' times. And he keeps lying and lying and lying and lying his way out of it. Well, one of these times, you know, these people are going to start playing for bigger keeps here. And the American people are going to end up suffering because of it. You knew who these people were, and you wanted to support them. Then they get bigger, real bigger. You release more of his, people that are connected with it, that formed it. You're releasing all the Taliban. You're releasing all these bad dudes that have no business being on out of a jail. These are not good people. They don't get out of jail. These are horrible, horrible, horrible people. He goes out there and he becomes their friends. Now they get big, and now he looks like a schmuck because he's the one who supported it. So now he's got to act like he's big and tough, and he's doing something about it. So he doesn't. I mean, the whole world knows what you did. The whole world knows what you did. You pleaded it. And finally, I couldn't believe that Congress was against it, and they said no. I got to give Congress credit on that one. I didn't think they had enough in them, but they did. They all went along with Bush to go into Iraq the first time. They didn't have trouble doing it then, but, you know, 2 days later, you know, the weapons of mass destruction weren't found, and now they've got all these problems. Now they can use it against Bush. That's all the liberals are about. Just blame somebody else. It's never my fault. It's always somebody else. Now, this is the president of why ISIS got so big. This is our president. It's not his fault. It's not his fault that he got caught with his pants down again. Didn't see the warning signs, was out there supporting him, even though everybody told you, don't support these guys. These are not good people. These are bad people. Oh, no, 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 no. John McCain, I've met these people. They're moderates. Yeah, they're moderates. Yeah, they're moderates, all right. They're moderates. Well, this is the president because, you know, he can't take any responsibility or accountability for himself. You know, he can't be doing that. Kings don't get blamed for things that go wrong. He's got plenty of people that are on the taxpayers of a dole that he hires. They get paid to get blamed. Well, now he's running out of people to blame, so now he's blaming the intelligence community. Go ahead and play this. Listen to this.
What were the other questions? Did we underestimate? I think that there is no doubt that their advance, their movement over the last several months has been more rapid than the intelligence estimates, and I think the expectations of policymakers both in and out of, outside of Iraq. And
what the hell does that mean?
Part of that is, I think, not a full appreciation of the degree to which the Iraqi security forces,
what?
When they're far away from Baghdad, did not have the incentive or the capacity to hold the ground against an aggressive adversary. And
what?
So that's one more reason why Iraqi government formation is so important, because there has to be...
He's just babbling. I mean, what the hell was he saying? Babbling. I mean, what the hell was this guy... I mean, my God. I mean, can't he tell that he's going nowhere and it's better just to shut up? I mean, this is coming now from a man who likened ISIS to the Al-Qaeda JV basketball team. Well, they don't seem very JV now, do they? And why would he say that? Trying to belittle them? Well, you know, this isn't American politics. And if you go out and you tell, you know, the country that the Republicans are just JV, and then you'll get Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, and you'll get all these people and, you know, MSNBC and CNN, and they'll jump on it, and they'll get the, you know, people out protesting and Occupy Wall Street. You get all these people, they'll buy it. Well, you know what? The world is not. Geopolitical matters are different than American political matters. You see how that works, Mr. President? See, what works in American politics doesn't work in the world. So you can't do that, especially to, well, groups like Al-Qaeda and IS and Hamas, these groups, these jihadi groups. Hezbollah, I mean, there's a million names. There's a million of them. Taliban, whatever. They don't respond that way. Okay? So why would you do that just to act big and tough? Why would you do that? If you're going to act big and tough, you have to show it. And if you're going to act big and tough to these, you know, these people around the world wanting to bomb Syria, and then not, but their plan was to go in and covertly and just pinprick, just boom, boom, just a couple little bombs, boom, 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 and be in and out so quick, so fast, you wouldn't even know we were there. Well, then what the hell is the point? Well, that's what the hell are we doing over in Iraq now? Well, we're not really doing anything. We're just going over there and just launching a couple of bombs. What, we got a warehouse full of bombs? We got nothing to do with them? What are we doing? If we're going to do something, let's do it. My God. But to go out there and then blame, and then listen to this. This is just, I mean, it's incoherent. There is no doubt that their advance, their movement over the last several months has been more rapid than the intelligence estimates. That's your intelligence. There's no doubt that their advance, their movement over the last several months has been more rapid than the intelligence estimates. And I think the expectation of policymakers both in and outside of Iraq. Now, what the hell does I didn't understand what the hell that meant. And I think the expectation of policymakers both in and outside of Iraq. So is he blaming Bush as policymakers outside of Iraq? I mean, is he blaming Republicans? Is he blaming the Tea Party? Who's he blaming? The EPA? They make policy. I mean, what is he talking about? Policymakers. Blaming the Iraqi government. He's blaming his own intelligence. Well, why would you go out there and blame your own intelligence to the world? You're telling the world, yeah, we don't have that good intelligence. Well, we didn't have that good intelligence the first time when the weapons of mass destruction. And now he's coming out there, yeah, well, you know, went in there, we did this, and, you know, the reason why I didn't know that IS was getting so big is just, you know, bad intelligence, you know, it's just the way it is, you know, we got a couple of tips from a couple of guys, you know, met them around a back alley, you know, they looked legitimate. You know, they carried a briefcase. So we thought that it was, you know, good information, but I guess the intel was wrong. Oops. Not oops. We told you who these people were. Everything the right has told the left has ignored, and the American people are suffering again for this. We told you stimulus. We told you Obamacare. We told you Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, the economy, this, you name it. We've told you. Don't do it. What do? Well, they do it. When there's warning, when there's danger afoot, you don't keep walking. You don't do it. But that's our culture. But, I mean, I don't even know what the hell this guy was. He was just babbling. But he can't take any responsibility for himself. If he wanted to tell the truth, he should have said, you know what? You know, we thought they were going to be good, and, you know, we didn't check them out. We didn't listen to the Tea Party. We didn't listen to people on the right, which we should have, but we didn't. So we learned our lesson, so now we're going to start listening to people. He didn't say that. Blame policymakers both in and outside of Iraq. I guess he's got to blame himself. That seems to me, if he's outside Iraq, he's a policymaker because he's got a pen and a phone. He can make policy. He doesn't have to go to Congress anymore. He's a king. But this one right here, we're going to probably end up closing with this. We've got a couple more here. But what I'd like to know is, how can there still be people this euphoric this still in their, I guess, stupor, their high, their, I guess it's a drug-induced coma of sorts. How can people still be so, you know, Obama, Obama? Okay, we found out he's not Jesus, okay? He's not the black Jesus. He's not your savior. He's not an angel, okay? He's not here to save you. He's here to screw you. But we've got people that are still Obama. Willing Borough, New Jersey Council has voted 3-1 to rename their recreation center, their senior citizen center. It's a slash a recreation center for, you know, and senior citizen center. After President Obama, they're going to name it after him. It used to be the Kennedy Center. But now they're going to scratch Kennedy and replace it with Obama. Wow. Why, you know, I mean, look, if you're, you know, a Kennedy, I mean, John F. Kennedy still means a lot to a lot of people. They liked him. America liked him. Blah, 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 blah. So John F. Kennedy has gone down in American, I guess you can call it folklore, in the history books anyway, as one of the greatest American presidents, and even though he was only president for about 3 years, and then he was assassinated. But if you're going to rename the Kennedy Center, John F. Kennedy, you got to be somebody special. I don't think Obama, I don't think you've earned that stature of special yet. We haven't seen anything that you've done. Look at the mess you created in the Middle East. You made a hell of a mess, kid. You made a hell of a mess, man. What did you do? And you're only making it worse. You're not cleaning it up. You're making it worse. You're making it bigger. Renaming the center after Obama was the idea of Deputy Mayor Jacqueline Jennings, who explained it like this. Well, let's listen to how Deputy Mayor Jacqueline Jennings figured out. Let's listen to how she did this here. I think that people have a sense of pride about him. Really? What? That he's completed something? That he's done something worthy? What? I think that people have a sense of pride about him. We had so many new people register to vote. Yeah, but they weren't, well, legitimately registered, nor were they, you know, qualified to be a voter, but they registered to vote. When was that? 8 years, 6 years ago, 7 years ago? We had so many new people register to vote, people who had never voted before, people who were disenfranchised. I hate that stupid word. Nobody was disenfranchised. And stop using that word. I hate that stupid word. All of a sudden, she goes on, we had people wrapping around the buildings when the polls opened. It was a sense of history. Everybody wanted to be a part of it, quote, unquote. That is her explanation as to why they must change the John F. Kennedy Recreation Seniors Center to now the Barack Obama Recreation Senior Center. Because he had people show up to the polls early and people registered to vote and he won an election. That's why you have to take John F. Kennedy's name off of the building and put on Barack Obama. Don't think you've made it, kid. You're not ready to replace John F. Kennedy. Not for nothing. Not for nothing. Well, we don't got time for this story here. Let's see. We don't got time for that one. We'll talk. Oh, look at this one. Anthony Weiner. He wants to open a restaurant in Queens now. I mean, what's he going to call it? Eat at Wieners? I'm not interested. I'm not interested. And every time, I mean, they would bring you food, you wanted the cook, did he wash his hands before he cooked this? I just can't see, you know, Anthony Wieners. I just can't see that as a restaurant. He's not going to name it Anthony Wiener, but, I mean, you know it's going to be Anthony Wiener's restaurant. I can't see it being, it could take off, who knows. There's a lot of perverts in the world. Former Congressman Anthony Wiener wants to get back into the community. Yeah, I'm sure he does. By opening a restaurant in Queens. The eatery, which Wiener wants to open in the Rockaways, will be named the Rockaway Restoration Kitchen. The Rockaway Restoration Kitchen. The Rockaway Restoration Kitchen. I don't know. It's only a name. What are you going to do? And we'll offer locally sourced food from Queens. What? Roadkill? I mean, what are you going to... Queens doesn't have a lot of, you know, farms and stuff. What are you going to, you know... Pigeons? Is that what you're going to serve at the Rockaway Restoration Kitchen? Is that going to be your specialty? Pigeon? What does that mean, locally sourced? What that is somebody is local, and they get on the internet, and they order a bunch of food from a bunch of other places. That's where the source came from the local computer. What does that mean, locally sourced food? From Queens? It will provide jobs to residents of the neighborhood. What? How many? The part of his former congressional district that is still recovering from Sandy. Wiener is listed on the restaurant's, what do they call it? Idealist.org? Idealist.org. That's what it is. He is listed on the restaurant's idealist.org job listing page. And the Rockaway Times reports he's scouted locations, so he must be serious. Wow. I don't think the restaurant's going to take off. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable eating there just because the guy is just... I mean, every time you even think of the guy's name, just look at him. He just looks like a pervert. And I wouldn't want to eat in a restaurant knowing that, you know, the owner is a pervert. You don't know what he's doing in the soup. You know, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I just, you know, sometimes restaurants, you get that, you know, what you eat, you just get that skeevy feeling. Like you walk into a restaurant and for whatever reason, if it's dirty, you're like, Sometimes you just got that. No, I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? Anthony Wiener, you need to just give it up. Your wife is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Her whole family is. I mean, this guy's a Jew. It doesn't make any sense. I guess maybe he converted? I don't know. I don't know. Who the hell knows? Well, we're running out of time. We got a bunch more stuff to cover tomorrow. We'll get to it. It was, I could have got through a lot more, but, you know, my problem is I just never shut up. But maybe tomorrow we might be able to get through some of this stuff. And I want to thank everybody listening tonight on their smartphones, everybody on downloading later. Vito, my good friend, he'll be downloading later, probably tomorrow morning. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.